this a good day for you? I just have to figure that out. It's Wednesday, the 29th of January. I'm Doug Steffen. Yes, alive and questionably well.
Better, at least.
What did you say yesterday, Kenny, when I wasn't here? What did you tell people? As people are kind of used to me being here at all hours and all days, and there isn't usually a gap. I have to travel sometimes, usually when I'm not here. But I just wondered how you presented the fact that I wasn't here yesterday.
Well, we started by saying that that you were a little under the weather, but it just didn't sound right coming out of our mouths, because everybody who listens knows that even if you were a little, just a little under the weather, you would still be here.
Yes.
So we said that
I was completely under the weather.
Yeah, you were completely under the weather.
Completely under the weather, yeah.
And had been, and in addition, had had no sleep, so you were going to get some rest and feel better and be back soon.
Well, you know, there are lots of different circumstances, and this year has been very tough for people who have not been and don't have strong immune systems, and so the H1N1 has been a factor for sure with a lot of people, and it's been a usually cold winter. A lot of people are just plain sick. I'm very fortunate. I knock on wood. I have a very strong immune system, a very strong constitution, but I have a very weak tolerance for rich foods. And especially when, in this, any time I have a problem, Richie will tell you, it's always because I eat something that's bad. And I had something, Meredith and I were on our way back into Boston on Tuesday night, and we weren't sure whether we were going to stay here or there, her place, and we were on Route 20, and there was a restaurant there, there was a traffic tie-up, so we just pulled in, and it looked like a nice place, and I went in, but it was a steakhouse. And you don't order rich lobster kinds of food in a steakhouse. And I should know better. The last time, I have not been this sick for 25 years. The last 24 hours were complete misery. And again, having sympathy for people who have suffered through the kinds of things that upset your stomach and then the rest of your system. And I mean the rest of your system, where stuff is coming out of every pore in your body, not to put too much of a slant on the face of it. But, man. So the idea that I embrace, because I've loved lobster most of my life, but I can't eat it. Whatever it is about it, whether this was bad because it's been left over, who knows? But I know that I have not been done. The last time I got this sick was after I'd eaten lobster as well on a cruise ship in the Mediterranean. So it just is a lesson for me to just stay away from it. But, man, so complete sympathy for people who have whatever it is that's going around, whether it's just a food thing or whether it's something that's more serious. H1N1 is certainly more serious than that. And then you see the story about the passengers on that contaminated Royal Caribbean ship. 600 people sick and so far went to, I think they got back into, or is it today, this morning, supposed to come back to New Jersey to the port. The 10-day cruise cut short. This really bad stomach bug, which is really what I had. The illness was so aggressive, members of the Center for Disease Control were sent to the ship to investigate and then disinfect. Health officials believe the illness may be the norovirus, that stomach bug that thrives in close quarters. It's supposed to be a dream vacation, said one passenger. This lady, she said it was like a hell cruise. Passengers are said to be receiving a 50% off voucher for a future trip and a $400 refund. So this is Royal Caribbean. It's usually what the problems in the past with these ships have mostly been, was it Royal Caribbean? No, it wasn't Royal Caribbean. It was, what's the name of the cruise line that seems to, that runs the cheap cruises?
Carnival.
Carnival, that's what it is, yeah. Okay. So, they have. Thank you, Jennifer. And by the way, thank you. Speaking of thanking you, I was thanking Kenny earlier. All the reports that I got, I didn't listen to a word of what you said yesterday. I didn't listen to a word of what anybody said over the 24-hour period. And even when I went to bed last night, my stomach was churning and crawling, and it is kind of now. And I wasn't sure whether I would get myself around to being in front of the microphone, but I really I feel that I'm very fortunate to have you and Kenny there because you did a great job yesterday. All of the reports.
We tried.
No, you did a great job. I know.
Thank you.
Remember, I have somebody listening all the time.
I know. I know.
So it's there, and it's good. So you're both loved, and you know that.
You're feeling anyway, a little better?
I am. I'm blessed with a very strong constitution. So it doesn't. It takes a lot. It doesn't. A little things get in the way, and I don't let them affect how I mean, this program is certainly a passion of my life, and so if I'm not here, as Kenny pointed out, there really is something wrong either.
So we talked about yesterday. You never take a sick day.
Right. No, well, I was, but yesterday I was sick. I was really sick. So, at any rate, sympathies to those who are suffering, whether it's a food stuff. There is a stomach virus going around. I don't believe that's what I had. I just think that what I had was really bad food. And so we move ahead. Today, I feel not fine, but I feel okay. I feel like I need to be here. And so I am. And so are you. And that's what's cool. How many people watched the State of the Union address last night or listened to it on the radio, Jennifer?
I did. I watched it all the way through. It was like the Super Bowl. You know, everybody settles in, and this is like the Super Bowl for political geeks.
Really? Well, because I didn't feel well, I felt comfortable in just going to sleep. And
You didn't miss too much.
No, I didn't think I was going to miss very much. What I find interesting is this new poll from ABC that shows that fully 63% of Americans have either little or no confidence in the president, that he makes bad decisions. Public seems to be evenly split on whether he is honest. 49% of Americans think he is, and 48% say he's not. 52% feel Obama does not understand the problems of people like them, which is a pretty shocking downturn for a guy that brings himself out and presents himself as being...
kid of a single mother.
Right. The polls suggest that people believe Obama's not a strong leader. I don't know, whatever. It's just the same old stuff. But at any rate, whether that's what you feel after or before, it's interesting to listen this morning. I've been listening to some of the sound from not only the State of the Union speech, but some of the things being said by the four Republican responses. And then there was one fellow, if I can remember his name, Kenny, the fellow from Washington State, whose name I can't remember at the moment, who did an excellent job, if I can find the sound, but I can't find it.
Derek Kilmer.
Yeah, that's it. Who is, for me, the kind of congressman, I don't even know whether he's a Republican or a Democrat, and I don't care. Listening to him suggests that the only way for us to work through all the problems that we have, many of which are created by this lumbering, foolish, this clash of I'm right and you're wrong stuff that they're both guilty of, both parties are guilty of. A president as a leader ought to be able to get by that. He keeps talking about, you know, everybody working together, but if you don't work together with him doing it his way, then we're not really working together. No, right, exactly, yeah. And so you will work together as long as you do it my way. And we all know people like that in our lives. At any rate, Kenny and I were talking, and we followed somebody. As a matter of fact, Kenny, if you want to go back to some of the more recent comments, Twitter at Good Day Show, Facebook.com/Good Day Show, what people are saying, anything new there, the idea that the president vowed to bypass Congress. How's that setting with people?
There's only one comment about that. It's from Claudia. She says, I like that the president is going to bypass the scum in Congress and do what he can.
Mm-hmm. The scum in Congress. There you go. I find all of them to be distracting, Frank. All right, so Jennifer, conclusions from you. What did you take away? What are some of the takeaways from last night?
You know, I don't think that it made a lot of difference. I mean, I think always, I mean, gosh, he's always a good public speaker.
I don't think it was. I thought it was very sing-songy when
But it's always the same kind of thing, you know, and I think what I took away from it is that he didn't really, I mean, he set forth some stuff that he wants to do, but he did that last year, and nothing really got done. I think until he really reaches across the aisle and brings people in, I think he's going to have a hard time with his initiatives. And I think that, you know, where we fundamentally disagree is that he shouldn't be taxing gas and business like he suggested he was going to do.
Yeah. Well, he's an anti-business guy. It's,
you know. So, you know, but I think there was some nice parts. I mean, the touching part where he recognized the soldier who had lost his legs. I mean, that was very, very sad.
Well, it was sad, but more importantly, why was he there and why did he lose his legs anyway?
It was his 10th tour in Afghanistan.
Well, but I'm saying that being in Afghanistan has gotten us nothing.
No.
Except this kind of stuff.
Right. And you know, he talked about how he was the president who brought everybody home. So,
well, he didn't bring everybody home. There's 40,000 soldiers. No. That's changed. That's, you know, that was one of the big hypocritical stories that came from last night. There will be 40,000 soldiers still there. How is that in the interests of America? What are they going to be doing? What under the circumstances are they going to be doing? I think that's the question that we need to be asking. Okay, anyway.
So it wasn't, you know, I think he didn't, it was kind of one of those State of the Unions where you're like, you know.
Right.
Didn't hurt him, didn't
nothing
help
special.
Him, I don't think. Yeah.
Nothing special. Like the whole presidency, nothing special. 888-302-3684. Okay, folks, let's see if we can get down to the nitty-gritty of feeling relief. I need to feel, I actually do feel some relief today. If you are a gentleman who spends a good deal of time looking for bathrooms, waking up at night, you can say goodbye to never quite feeling relieved. Join the PT9 revolution and experience this incredible all-natural prostate health formula that's bringing relief to thousands of aging men every single day. There are people who have sent me, I have stacks of for any of the products that I talk about. It's always nice to get input from people. Here's a gentleman who says that urgency has decreased and his flow has improved. I mean, this sort of stuff is a little personal, but you understand what is the ramification of having a healthy prostate. Things work better, and you don't have to get up in the middle of the night. So if you don't want to be getting up and you want to feed your prostate, make sure it's healthy so you have a healthy, happy, long life, because the prostate stuff can be a real pain in all kinds of ways. Here's the number to call for PT9, 800-811-3790. 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and experience relief for yourself. Relief for the person you're sleeping with. Get to bed and have a good night's rest. Call now. And also, if this is a sort of back and forth, there's a two-way street here where the folks at Chamonix who produce Heart Factors Plus, they're going to give you, if you order Heart Factors Plus, they'll give you a jar of PT9. If you order PT9, they'll give you a jar of Heart Factors Plus. So you're getting two great products for the price of one by dialing 800-811-3790. 800-811-3790. Heart Factors Plus opens up the channels, opens up your, it's really very cool, actually. It opens up the veins and arteries so the blood gets through your body and feeds your heart and your muscles and your brain. So these are two great, great products, and you'll like them both. Pay for one, get the other one. 800-811-3790.
Look, kid, you're new here, so let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Grainger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Grainger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This year, Guitar Center turns 50. 50! From the British invasion to Britpunk, hair metal to hip-hop, Guitar Center has been there, helping all musicians feel the greatest feeling on earth. And to celebrate, this weekend they have 50 amazing special anniversary deals for $50 or less. Like a $120 Pearl snare drum, now just $50. Or turn your iPhone into a full-blown workstation with an iRig MIDI interface for iOS devices, also just $50. Get these deals and tons more at Guitar Center this weekend only, Thursday through Sunday.
888-302-3684 on the Wednesday Good Day program. 21 after the hour.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina. so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about 1 in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Something about this song, it always feels good to me. Earlier years of the Jackson 5, this is from the years when I was a disc jockey. I remember there are some songs you could play over and over again, and they didn't get to you. And this is one of them, as a matter of fact. Moving fast forward to this date, 1984, Michael Jackson's hair caught on fire during the filming of a Pepsi commercial in L.A.
It all went downhill from there.
Remember that?
Yeah. That's when he got addicted to painkillers.
Yeah. Yep. So, anyway, he was hospitalized, actually, for a few days, too, as I remember. So, yeah, right, it was downhill after that, Jennifer, you were correct. Time for us now to have a laugh or two. The late-night shows. I watched, we talked about this, I think, on Monday a little bit, the Jay Leno interview on 60 Minutes and what he's going to be doing. Was there any comment? Did you guys talk about that yesterday? What any more news may have surfaced about what he actually is going to do, Jay Leno?
I don't think we talked about Leno yesterday. No, I haven't heard too many rumblings.
Mm-hmm. All right, so this is next week is his last week on The Tonight Show,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he's done the six.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So here we have Conan O'Brien and Jay Leno and David Letterman and a couple of clips and quips from Jimmy Fallon as well.
After more than 600 passengers on a Royal Caribbean cruise got sick, the ship is now scheduled to return to New Jersey early. Yeah, passengers said they can't wait to get off the boat and have diarrhea on dry land. Best place to have diarrhea.
Sure is.
Oh, yeah. Earlier tonight, President Obama gave his State of the Union address, or as Fox News called it, lame duck dynasty, but hey. I understand the speech earlier tonight was kind of a mixed message. The bad news is these days a lot of Americans are getting screwed. But the good news is, while you're getting screwed, Obamacare will pay for the birth control. So it balances. So it's 6-1, yeah. I know this. In his speech earlier tonight, President Obama urged Congress to raise the minimum wage. Now, don't confuse that with congressional minimum wage. See, that's doing the minimum for your wage. That's completely different.
You got to be excited. Are we? Yes, about the Olympics?
Oh, boy.
I am. Yes, very good. Now, the mayor of Sochi in Russia, where they're having the Olympics, his name is Anatoly Pakhomov, and he is saying there are no gay people in Sochi. No gay people in Sochi. And the first thing I thought was, well, I guess we can't expect too much from the opening ceremonies then. A little weak on the choreography.
Another Rob Ford story. Toronto Mayor Rob Ford. I'm so glad this guy's back.
Yeah.
He's good to the monologue. Well, I guess yesterday Ford was late for a speech because he got stuck on an elevator for 45 minutes. Turns out the problem with the elevator was that it was actually a broom closet. So it doesn't happen. That happens to a lot of people.
You going down to the lobby?
Talking to a mop. The Super Bowl is just around the corner. You guys excited about the Super Bowl? I can't wait. I'll be watching. You know, a lot of people watch the game just for the ads, you know, just for the commercials, but they're very expensive. In fact, this year's Super Bowl is charging $4 million just for a 30-second spot. So expensive. Some companies are trying to save money by having commercials that aren't quite as long. Like, check out this one for Dunkin' Donuts.
That was pretty funny. We laughed at Fallon. That's good.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, he starts on the 17th. It'd be interesting to see the different context there. But I thought that Leno, I've said this before, but very professional.
Yeah.
In the way,
and they
could have
gotten another
handled.
Good few years out of Leno, too.
You know, also, I read some stuff about Courtney Cox and how she and Jennifer Aniston and Lisa Kudrow are really good friends. It sounds trite when you think about the television show.
Yeah.
But apparently, they have stayed very good friends over the years. And that's kind of a nice thing to see, just as a comment.
I think so, too.
It's kind of sweet to see that or to know it. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Bob Schrum and Rich Lowry. Coming right up, has Chris Christie survived what's called Bridgegate?
Welcome back to Science Today. And we already have our next caller. Welcome. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Philip.
Hello, Philip. You sound really young.
Not really. I'm 9.
Oh, wow. You're still in elementary school, right?
Does that matter?
Oh, no, not at all. What's your question?
Well, I know the molecular formula for water is H2O. I also know that hydrocarbon is CH3CH250CH3. Glucose is C6H12O6. The general formula for an alkene is CnH2n+2. But what I can't seem to find is any scientific formula for Bob.
Bob?
My goldfish.
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Lowry and Schrum. After emails leaked showing that his aides had intentionally politically retaliated, Chris Christie apologized. Has he escaped political damage?
I think it remains to be seen. I mean, the scandal has so much resonance for a couple of reasons. One, everyone understands traffic. Two, everyone understands just the petty vindictiveness in those emails and those texts. All that said, I thought Christie's performance at the press conference was blunt, plain-spoken, and honest.
I couldn't agree more. Talk about making chicken salad out of you-know-what. What he did today wasn't just effective. For me, watching it, it was a kind of tour de force. He's been compared to Nixon in the last several days. This was a decidedly un-Nixonian performance.
That was your Both Sides Minute with Bob Schrum and Rich Lowry.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Stafford Good Day program. What's trending today? I leave that to people who are in charge of the trends, and that would be Ken Kessler and Jennifer Horn. Although I keep up with the trends, like the trend, I wanted to know what it was like to have a bad stomach flu so I could relate to the audience. So
and a lot of people have that stomach flu.
Right,
so it was
exactly,
nice of you to take one for the team, Dougie.
Yeah, thank you.
Right, as long as you guys don't get it.
I'm taking one for the other side. I'm getting a sore throat. So the people that have the sore throat, see, this is how we do it. You take the stomach, I take the respiratory thing, and it'll be perfect.
And we will all do well. You're better.
We can relate to everybody.
You're better.
I am not going to feel guilty about feeling
anyway. Right.
Well, whatever, Ken.
Speaking of feeling okay, I'm on the farm, and the weather here is decidedly different than it is where Jennifer and Kenny are on the West Coast, where I wish I was, frankly. The temperature here this morning, I think last time I checked it was 14, something like that, and it'd get up to near 30 today. It's back and forth. It's normal winter weather, whereas California has had warmer temperatures. I think what you've been averaging in the 70s.
Yeah,
in the last,
70s, really.
Yeah, right, okay. Mm-hmm. So the Deep South preparing for something out of the ordinary. We here in the Northeast expect to get the bad weather.
Mm-hmm.
You in the West expect to get the good weather.
Right.
If you're in Texas, you get, this time of year, North Texas liable to have an occasional, they're liable to have some snow, sometimes some ice. But 40 million people are going to be affected by this storm today, and it'll go all the way from Texas to the Carolinas. Winter storm could bring more snow and ice than these people have seen in a generation. I'm supposed to go, when is it, next week to Dallas, next Friday, for a thing. Last time I was in Dallas, the ice and the snow.
You got almost stuck there, didn't you?
Right, I did almost get stuck there. They just don't know how to deal with it because they haven't had snow in 14 years. Now, twice in 1 year, they've had a storm with the snow, ice, and that will really stop basically all the schools. Certainly in and out of the Dallas airport, flights will be canceled. Forecasters said that in New Bern, North Carolina, they'd be getting 7 inches of snow. The last time they got snow that deep was 1989. Columbia, South Carolina gets 4 inches of snow And they have basically no snow. You get in these parts of the country, they have no snowplows. They don't have any sanders. They have none of that stuff. So let's see. Savannah, Georgia will get a half an inch of snow. You realize how far south Savannah, Georgia is? Mm-hmm. Look at the map.
I know. We were talking about it yesterday. You get northern Florida, you've got, you know, Savannah, and you've got all the beach cities in Atlanta, and oh, my goodness.
So Chicago will experience a wind chill factor today of 29 below zero.
Hey, it was 35 below yesterday, so that's good.
Pittsburgh, about the same.
Staying consistent in Chicago.
Yep. All right, so anyway, that's, yes, it is cold, it is cold, it is cold. The weather outside is frightful. Yeah, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I think we've given enough time to the president's speech, State of the Union. Do we need to give that some more time? Or are we okay?
Maybe later.
Maybe
I'm
later.
Good.
Okay. Here's the story of a Texas teenager who is recovering after a skydiving mishap. She went down 3,500 feet, fell 3,500 feet to the ground. Mackenzie Wethington is 16 years old. She survived the fall, suffering. She had a lacerated kidney and liver. All her teeth are broken, fractures in her vertebrae, her ribs, her pelvis. Her father took her for her first skydive as a birthday present. Ooh.
Wow.
She did the jump on her own with a static line affixed to the plane. It was used to open her parachute automatically. Her chute opened, but she started spinning out of control. Her father watched her fall two-thirds of a mile before she crashed into the ground.
What do you do as that guy?
What are you
put
thinking?
Yourself in his shoes, and you're watching this. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Horrible.
How about that? Oof. And you talk about what you...
Plus, it was your idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
A birthday gift.
Yeah. Right. Happy birthday, baby. Happy, what's that? Happy, happy birthday. That's a romantic song. All right, so anyway, the essence, excuse me, of these kinds of stories. I remember once I was tempted to go because somebody asked me to go and do a sky jump.
I've never heard you say thank you, God, that the weather was bad so loudly in my life.
I had no real interest in doing it, and why I decided I was going to do it is beyond me, but it was about 4 or 5 years ago now. And, yes, I was happy that the skies were cloudy and that we would not have partaken in that jump. The gun story. There are a lot of people who are paying attention. One of the things that Mr. Obama did not say last night, he did not talk about gun control, which in my mind is the gun issue is one of the biggest. I'm sort of rolling around things in my mind, if you don't mind. Things that might have been addressed last night that were not. Things that are real public policy problems. Isn't the situation with violence in our country, isn't that one of the number one problems? Or isn't it?
Seems like there's something new happening every day.
Right. So ought that to have been discussed?
He did mention it. It just wasn't. Yeah, it just
what did
wasn't
he say?
Long.
I didn't hear. Jennifer and I were just talking about what I choose to pay attention to and what I don't choose to pay attention to. I said I wasn't going to watch the Super Bowl because I have no interest in the Super Bowl. I have no interest in football. I think that it is. Everybody knows how I feel about football and helmets and all that other stuff. So why would you suggest to me Jennifer's going to Las Vegas to watch the game, which in my mind, everybody's different, is a complete and utter waste of time. Go to Las Vegas to have a good time, maybe, if that's your idea of a good time.
Well, we are, and it's kind of my pre-birthday weekend, but it's Super Bowl weekend, too, which will be fun.
Well, but what is there about, honestly, am I going to get off on a tangent? Maybe I should just stop.
Sure, go ahead.
Well, but I just find it, what in the world is there about this that people find so fascinating?
Well,
Explain to me.
I enjoy sports.
Oh, yeah, fine. Okay.
So it's kind of fun to sit and watch the big game with everybody.
Why is it fun to watch men beat each other up?
There's an energy in the crowd.
Okay. So what is there about the crowd?
I do. There's an excitement.
But no, that's an exaggeration.
What?
Liking sports is one thing. I like baseball.
Okay.
People don't get beaten up and hurt in baseball. They play a game, and they find out who's the better team and who's
the
better
player. I like baseball, too, but it's not necessarily as exciting because it's not as fast-moving.
Well, what's exciting about football?
It's fast-moving.
Fast-moving in what way?
It's a faster style of play than baseball.
But what happens as a result of it?
people get hurt. Of course.
And you
I'm
like
with
that?
You. I think that there should be better regulations on helmets. I think kids should be taught how to tackle and how to take a tackle. I think there's a lot of that kind of stuff. But I also think I enjoy the sport. I also enjoy the camaraderie of being with a group of people and watching some big sporting event. It's like going to a baseball game rather than watching one at home on TV. Do you have the same amount of fun watching your baseball games on TV, Doug? Do you ever watch baseball on TV?
No, I don't watch baseball on TV.
Right.
Once in a while, I go to a game.
Because you have fun when you're actually there.
No,
you're doing the experience.
If I hear the results of the game, maybe a little sound from the game, that's fine. I don't really – everybody's different. I just don't enjoy sitting around watching much of anything, frankly, because once in a while, if you watch a good movie or maybe a good television show, that kind of stuff, I can get into it. But to watch a baseball game or a football game on television seems the height of time wasting to me. But that's just me. I have no problem with people. I'm not criticizing people who like to do it. I'm just trying to figure out why it is that you are one of the people I love most in life, and why it is that you think spending time watching these people hurt each other is enjoyable.
Well, here's the deal. I also think it can make you, I like it from the pop culture standpoint where you watch the commercials, you watch the opening, the opening show, the halftime show, you watch all of that as well. And it's something that people are talking about forever. I mean, most people, you're in the minority here. Most people watch the Super Bowl.
I just looked at the stat. One out of two people in the country will be watching the Super Bowl. That's basically the
prediction.
It's big. Oh, yeah.
It's a lot. It's a lot of people to have some.
So why can't I be the other two? Why can't I be?
You
can be A and I'll be B.
It's perfect. I'm not arguing with you that you need to watch it. I'm just saying you're asking me the reasons why I do.
Right.
And it's a shared experience.
Kenny, will you watch the game?
Probably.
Yeah.
I'm not as excited about it as Jennifer is. I do enjoy a lot of, for want of another word, the pageantry of it. The performers in pregame, the halftime show, a lot of the
are you a Bruno Mars fan?
Yeah, not really.
The commercials would be fine.
Yeah.
I don't have anything against Bruno Mars, but it's not really my thing. I do like the Red Hot Chili Peppers though, so I'll be interested to see that part of the show.
But
football
the
game itself
are like a team for me. So it's like when you have the kind of a horse in the race, it's fun to watch.
Why do you like Denver?
I have family there.
Huh.
My mom went to college there.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I drove through there
once.
My
mommy lived there for a long time.
Okay.
My cousin and my aunt are still there. My grandfather's there.
Our video of the day today at DougStefan.com is from the folks at ESPN who want to make sure that you're ready for the Super Bowl. So they have condensed the entire season into 160 seconds. So this is less than 3 minutes. We have audio. We'll listen to some of it till I get tired of listening to it, and then probably I'll interrupt it. But in the main, let's listen. Kenny, you found this entertaining. That's why you posted it as our video of the day, right?
I thought it was clever.
Clever. All right. So here's the video from our. Here's the audio from our video of the day.
We want to get you ready for the Super Bowl as quick as possible. So here is everything you need to know about the NFL season that was. Peyton Manning started everything off with a record 7 touchdown passes and never really stopped. Adrian Peterson's first carry went 78 yards for a score. He might be a cyborg. RG3 was all in for week 1, but Chip Kelly unleashed his offense and spoiled the return. Andy Reid led KC to a hot start. He got a Gatorade bath when he went back to Philly. The Browns traded Trent Richardson to the Colts. Twitter went crazy. Richardson never did. Geno Smith took over for Mark Sanchez. He didn't butt fumble, although he kind of tried. Broncos and Cowboys had an epic shootout, but Tony Romo threw a pick. Parents dressed their baby up as Andy Reid. It was awesome. Peyton went back to Indy, lost to Andrew Luck. Eli Manning didn't go anywhere, but he did redefine Manning face. Some Jag fans wanted Tebow, but they had to settle for Andre Ellington's hair. Tom Brady had crazy comebacks against the Saints, Broncos, and Browns. Still didn't get that high five down. Jimmy Graham broke a goalpost. He likes dunking. Jacoby Jones was sprinting to the end zone. Mike Tomlin two steps into his way. Kind of, maybe, sort of. The internet had fun with that. Nick Foles looks like Napoleon Dynamite, but he looked more like Peyton Manning when he threw 7 touchdown passes. Aaron Rodgers got hurt, but his mustache always remains intact. Mike Ditka got his number retired. He was excited about it. Then he took a nap. Nosha Moreno cried like we've never seen anybody cry before, ever. Seattle made a lot of noise and crushed almost everyone at home, probably because everyone's scared of Seattle. Adam Schefter tried to catch a football. He celebrated with a dance. Cowboys had a huge lead over the Packers, but Tony Romo threw a pick.
Then another one.
RG3 got benched.
Everyone had an opinion.
Many played football in the snow, and it looked really cool, especially when Megatron did it. Jamal Charles went off for 5 scores against Oakland. One in front of an ironic sign. Tony Gonzalez said goodbye. We miss him already. The Dolphins and Ravens blew it in Week 17, and San Diego crawled into the postseason. Aaron Rodgers and Randall Cobb returned in fantastic fashion. Bears were sad. Cowboys and Eagles played for all the marbles, but Kyle Orton threw a pick.
Let the playoffs begin.
The Bengals' great season ended prematurely because a guy wore a bolo tie. AC dominated the Colts for a little bit, but the game is played for more than a little bit. Just ask Andrew Luck. Luck and his beard had to watch from the sidelines as LeGarrette Blount ran wild. Superman was solid, but then he got Kaepernick and Superman. It was Broncos versus Patriots for the AFC. I mean, Brady versus Manning. That's all anyone talked about. Brady never got that high five, but he did get a handshake from Peyton. Hey, did you know it's loud in Seattle? Niners Seahawks for the NFC. Kaepernick and Wilson exchanged unreal plays, and Richard Sherman broke up the big play, and then he broke the internet. The league's number one D meets the league's number one offense. See you in Jersey.
All right. So the fact that the two teams facing off at Super Bowl, what is it? What's the number of the Super Bowl? 38? 48. Broncos and Seahawks, they're playing in Washington. No, they're playing. They're not. Where
Jersey.
Are they? They're playing in Jersey, right?
Yeah, New York is all
the MetLife Stadium. Okay. So apparently there are a lot of pro-marijuana billboards that have been erected. Kenny, what's that story around the MetLife Stadium?
It's just the first time there are a lot of billboards supporting that you'll see on the Super Bowl. Well, depending on
because they're calling
the
Weed Bowl because it's Washington State against Colorado. Both have legal marijuana law.
Right. The group that's done this, highlighting hypocrisy of the NFL marijuana policy, also has a petition asking the NFL to stop punishing NFL players for using marijuana. What's the team policy on marijuana?
I would ask Michael that. I would imagine that you're not allowed to use it at all, and if they find you, you probably get suspended. But, Michael, do you know?
Yeah, it's a banned substance.
A banned substance. What does it do to heighten? I would think if you're using marijuana, you'd slow down. You wouldn't be as good a player using marijuana,
right? That's why,
right?
They probably don't look favorably on it, because it would slow you down, make you a little lethargic.
Mm. Anyway, the story about the pro-marijuana billboards all around MetLife Stadium is one of the things that we've highlighted today. What's new at DougStephan.com.
Whenever I need to get work done remotely, it happens.
Office Max has a full range of tablets, so you can be productive from anywhere.
See? Now, about this presentation I need to send.
Office Max has a services center to do all your printing, binding, and shipping.
This is crazy. I think I need to sit down.
Office Max has the new WorkPro chairs that are designed to last.
Wow.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at Office Max, all at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
Super Bowl is the biggest sports event of the year and also the biggest night for advertisers. I'm Risa Jill Miller. M&M's Chocolate Candies returned to the big game with a new commercial for the third year in a row. But for the first time, M&M's Peanut and beloved character Yellow take center stage. Many fans are excited to see what America's favorite nut has in store for the Super Bowl. But one colorful character is less than thrilled. Red, who starred in the past two M&M's big game ads, took to Twitter to beg other Super Bowl advertisers to put him in their ads, and even issued a statement.
If anyone wants an irresistible milk chocolate spokes candy for their Super Bowl commercial, I'm in. And who wouldn't want me? I get experience, charisma, and I work for peanuts. Can we start over?
So far, no takers, and just this week, M&M's issued a teaser that gives viewers a taste of Yellow's role in the big game. Fans can check it out and hear more from his rival Red on the M&M's Facebook page.
What if I told you that you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. Diabetic77.com. People who have followed this plan at Diabetic77.com have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. Diabetic77.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. Diabetic77.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. Diabetic77.com gives you three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at Diabetic77.com. Watch for free at Diabetic77.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medications. Go to Diabetic77.com.
One of the other videos you might want to check out is my darling Charlotte. Yesterday, I know you featured Kenny as the video of the day, so Charlotte's up there. Breathing heavily.
Just like her daddy.
Yeah.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Wednesday 1/29/14. Tech Talk time is upon us. And with the update today, Shelley Palmer actually will talk with you about a cheaper way to fix your cracked iPhone 5C screen. I have a cracked iPad screen, but I see a lot of these. You can buy the new, you can buy a refurbished iPhone for $29. So why would you mess around with the screen? Why just go?
I don't know if that's the new style, though. You probably want the new five. This is the brand new phone that just got released.
Really? And have they had a lot of trouble with cracked screens?
I don't think so, but if you drop them, you might.
Yeah.
Well, that's a real bummer.
Yeah, like that. All right, so Shelley will clear that up for you in just a moment here on Good Day.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! I was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty.
It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes out fantastic. Wisconsin.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes. From back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you're rocking an iPhone 5C and chose not to buy AppleCare, fixing a cracked screen just became cheaper and quicker than ever before. Apple recently announced it is now replacing cracked iPhone 5C screens in store while you wait. The service costs $149 and is available for the iPhone 5C, but not for the iPhone 5S. In the past, if your iDevice's screen cracked, Apple would ship it to an off-site repair center to fix it, a process that would run you $229 and at least a couple of days. The new process takes less than an hour to replace the screen, and there's no need to swap out the rest of the phone. That means you can walk in with a busted screen and walk out with a fresh one without needing to reload your apps and data. Apple is trying to take on third-party repair services, which are cheaper than AppleCare, but also void your iPhone's warranty. The $149 screen replacement service isn't cheap, but it's certainly cheaper than buying a brand new device. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
It's football season at Buffalo Wild Wings, and there's no other place that packs in the action like we do. When there's a timeout during a game, you're watching another game. And when you're not watching that game, you're watching another game. With over 50 big screens, your eyes won't miss any of the action, and neither will your taste buds. You'll enjoy hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, ultimate nachos, burgers, and over 20 beers on draft. Maybe action-packed is a bit of an understatement.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax Federal Free Edition, your federal return is free. And now, with TurboTax, you can use your federal refund to buy a gift card worth that much plus 5%. That means you get your refund plus new running shoes, or your refund plus binoculars, or your refund plus lots of things. Because it's your plus, your very own plus, to do whatever your tax-doing heart desires.
Simple returns only. Offer details at TurboTax.com.
Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Our technology moments brought to you by Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of. Check out TurboTax in terms of figuring out your... This is the time of year. Everybody's doing their taxes, right? Mm-hmm. Or starting to do their taxes.
Whether they want to or not.
Whether they want to or not. Smartphones used for solving business problems at night can result in a hangover as they sap workers' energy levels the following day. This is a new study that's out this week. Using a smartphone to cram in more work at night results in less work the next day. How many people have felt that if you work into the night that you aren't at your best the next day? The research is co-authored by a Michigan State University business professor. Study which surveyed a broad spectrum of U.S. workers discovered that people who monitored their smartphones for business purposes after 9 o'clock at night were more tired and less engaged the following day. Smartphones are almost perfectly designed to disrupt your sleep, said the professor of management at Michigan State. Because they keep us mentally engaged late into the evening, they make it hard to detach from work so you can relax and fall asleep.
Your brain has to have time to shut down and shut off for a little while.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting, as a matter of fact. For those of you who do that, perhaps a word to the wise is sufficient.
Watch what happens when I need something for business. Say my laptop just died.
OfficeMax has laptops, tablets, and printers that are perfect for you.
How'd she know? And why is this report in black and white?
OfficeMax has most major brands of ink and toner at the lowest prices guaranteed.
Okay, I'll go. Right after I clean up these files.
OfficeMax has cloud storage, so you can be productive on the road.
Isn't she amazing?
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at OfficeMax. All at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.